Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day amidst lots and lots of sound and fury over a leak. A leak of a Supreme Court decision, apparently written by Justice Samuel Alito, a sweeping decision that overturns Roe v. Wade. What does the leak mean? What does it illustrate? John Yoo, who is a professor of law at the University of California at Berkeley, an Emanuel Heller professor of law, means he has an endowed chair. He's also a non-resident senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute and a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford. He has experience in all three branches of government, so he is a great person to talk about with all of this. And one of the points that you have made, Professor Yoo, first of all, it's a great honor to have you on what I know is a very busy day, is that to some extent the leak and the nature of the leak illustrates some of what is wrong with Roe. Can you explain?
Exactly. And thanks for having me back, Michael. It's really great privilege to be on this crazy day where we have seen the first time probably in the history of the Supreme Court where an opinion in draft, still not released, has been leaked to the press. This is a great erosion of the norms and traditions of the Supreme Court. And there have been many, many important Supreme Court cases that were never leaked, like the Watergate tapes case or the Pentagon Papers. You could go on and on. Or Roe versus Wade and Casey. But my main point is this, is that leaking, fighting internally, trying to get interest groups and pressure groups involved, that's all a feature of elected politics. The presidency, the agencies, Congress, leaking is rampant in Congress. The fact that we're seeing political tactics and hardball methods coming to the court shows exactly why the court shouldn't be involved in abortion in the first place. Abortion has politicized our constitutional law, and it's politicized our court now. We've seen that in the fighting over the confirmation of new justices, where political elected tactics are used now to fight for or against certain nominees. So I think the interesting thing about this decision, it's a rare moment when one of our institutions, one of our branches of government is saying, we don't want any more power. We're giving up power. The states, you guys decide abortion the way it was always done until before Roe. The Supreme Court wants to get out of the game of politics and abortion. And the fact that this happened, this leak, is just another example of why the court should stay out of it.
It's such a profound point and such an excellent point. And it reminds me of another point, which I think is the strongest point I've ever heard against Roe, that is not a legal argument. It's really a political argument against Roe, which is really a legal and which is a political issue. And Marianne Glendon, your colleague at Harvard Law School, has pointed out many times that the United States, because this has become a judicial rather than a political decision, everything is either one or the other. You're either pro-life or you're pro-choice. You're talking about a contest of rights. In other countries, in Great Britain and France and Sweden, all of those places have more restrictions on abortion than we do, because it's been worked out through compromises in the various legislative bodies. But only in the United States is it governed in terms of absolutes, which is why there's this absolute rage that we are feeling today from our friends on the left.
I think that you put the nail on the head. We leave a lot of important decisions, maybe the most important decisions over life and death, to our elected representatives, usually our state legislators, sometimes Congress, like the death penalty, like euthanasia, and on a murder, crime, so on and so forth. Why, and this is something that Justice Alito's opinion goes through, is why is abortion different from that? Why should the court take that one issue, remove it from politics? And when you say it, you're quite right, Michael. When the court takes over an issue, you and I, we can't deliberate and discuss and try to persuade each other and reach compromises and eventually settle on a policy that reflects, you know, what the community wants. Instead, what it becomes is what five justices of the Supreme Court want. This is not a point that conservatives make alone. Justice Alito's opinion actually cites several leading liberal legal scholars who also criticize her on this grounds, not just people like John Hardy, Larry Tribe, who most people won't know, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg. RBG gave a speech making many of these same points, too, and criticizing Roe, that it deprives the political process and elections and our legislators from doing their jobs on this issue just like they do on so many other issues. And that allows us as citizens to accept the result. It doesn't become a zero-sum game for everybody.
Yeah, I had on my radio show Cass Sunstein, who is a leading liberal legal scholar at Harvard Law School, I think before that, University of Chicago. But Cass Sunstein was also a member of the Obama administration, also talked about his problem with Roe. It's just the wrong thing to do. And something you said earlier, Professor Yu, I think is very profound. What we are seeing here is incredibly rare, because not only because of this awful leak, which I think everybody should rise together and condemn, but also because of what we're seeing. We're seeing a branch of government. We're seeing leaders who have gone through a very rigorous selection process turning down power, saying, we don't want this extra power. It doesn't belong to us. How many times in the course of all of human history, Julius Caesar was famous for turning down the crown of emperor. How often does that occur in human affairs?
Yes, the leading example in all of human history was thought to be George Washington, returning, laying down power at the end of the Revolutionary War, returning to civilian government. But I just want to say that when you have the court and its justices realize that they went too far, that they're setting down power. We need to remember, and liberals and progressives used to understand this too, the court is an anti-democratic institution. It's there to stand up for the minority when the majority misuses its democratic power. So the thing the court should be doing is husbanding its resources when freedom of religion is attacked, freedom of speech is attacked. And so hopefully by saying, we're going to return abortion to the political process where it had been for most of American history, we'll be able to do our job better, which is to protect minorities when the Bill of Rights requires us to, even though temporarily a majority might want to oppress their rights.
Well, there's one other thing, and I wanted to get you on this to be sure, is that right now the Democrats are all talking about passing national legislation to, quote, codify Roe. And now there's some Republicans who are saying they want to pass national education to national legislation to go ahead and reduce even the allowance of 15 weeks to have a tougher regulation on a nationwide basis. Both of those ideas, it seems to me, are bad ideas because they take something from the states and make it a federal issue. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree with you, Michael. That's the beauty of this alleged opinion of Dobbs, is to say we're taking it out of the hands of the federal government and giving it back to the states. In fact, it's not possible to codify Roe by legislation. In fact, the Supreme Court has faced efforts in the past by Congress to overrule it, and it has blocked those efforts, sometimes on progressive issues and sometimes on conservative issues, on freedom of religion or on voting rights. So I think it's actually pretty clear that you can't do that, that it has to go back to the states for decisions. Congress could do things like give people travel vouchers, I guess, or even fund abortions in states that allow it. But it's not going to be able to overturn state legislatures and their choices on Roe.
John Yu, I know you have to go. It is a great pleasure. We're going to post some of your comments on this issue and more at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back. Is politics making young people sick? I don't mean disgusted. I mean ill. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Politics making us sick, physically ill, and emotionally ill and upset. Well, according to a piece in the LA Times, which takes a detailed look at a Harvard Institute of Politics semi-annual poll of American young people, says, politics is causing all kinds of upset among young people across America. Students actually indicated in according to this survey. And by the way, President Biden met personally with the Harvard officials and the students who were involved in this study because he wanted to see, wanted to at least indicate that he was concerned about how young people were feeling right now. And he can't be happy about what he heard. A majority of young Americans, 52%, reported feeling down, depressed, or hopeless for several days or more during the prior 2 weeks, and nearly one in four had recent thoughts of hurting themselves or that they would be better off dead. Now, this goes together with a huge study at the New York Times that they posted, and which just has the worst news in the world about young people and about psychiatric problems, like one in four saying they have thoughts of hurting themselves or that they would be better off dead. These indicators point to unusually high levels of mental or emotional strain, part of the youth mental health crisis that Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy warned of in a formal health advisory in December. From 2009 to 2019, the share of high school students who reported persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness increased by 40% to more than one in three. Murthy, the Surgeon General, reported between 2007 and 2018, the suicide rate among Americans aged 10 to 24 increased, sit down for a moment, increased by 57%. Asked what aspects of life are harmful to them, the young people in this new poll had a clear answer. The number one factor they thought was harmful to them, politics and news are hurting their mental health. Nearly half said that making those two the most frequently cited as harmful. By contrast, about three-quarters of those surveyed said that their work had a positive impact in them or for them or a neutral impact on their mental health. Most said the same for social media. In other words, they're more stressed out by politics and news than by social media or their work or schooling or anything else. That's amazing. Few viewed politics or the news media as positive factors. Overall, 45% said politics was having a negative impact on them. The level was even higher among people who identify as LGBTQ. Roughly two-thirds of them said that politics was having a negative impact on their mental health. Unreal. A large share of American young people say they are under attack because of their racial, ethnic, or sexual identities. One in five Americans between 18 and 29 identify as LGBTQ. Nearly half of them, by the way, that is a higher figure than I have ever seen stated before, even though this is released to young people. And previous studies also indicate that after age 30, many people who previously, they change. But who knows, one in five, and half of them feel under attack, often because of their sexual orientation, according to the poll. This goes on, and there's almost nothing that you can see that is good news here. Almost half of young Republicans, 45%, say they believe people who hold their political views are under attack. A lot of religious minorities, including Jews, Muslims, and evangelical Christians, were also more likely than others to say they felt under attack for their beliefs. Now, this is particularly bad news, and they point this out in the LA Times. It's particularly bad news for Joe Biden and the Democrats because Biden won in large part because Gen Z and millennial voters made up 30% of the electorate in 2020, up from just 23% 4 years earlier. In 2024, those two generations will probably make up around 40% of the voting population because people are aging out. And that group, for Democrats maintaining a high level of youth turnout, is an existential issue. In 2020, voters in Generation Z, those aged 18 to 23, and the millennial generation, ages 24 to 39, went for Biden over Trump by 20 percentage points. Biden won with that number, and won his popular vote margin and his vote in every state based on young people voting. If young people are truly so depressed and so negative about their lives and about the impact of politics, that this is really a remarkable situation. What it is pointing out is that... says Ron DeSantis signed into law last week the so-called Don't Say Gay bill that put the GOP sharply at odds with a large majority of people younger than 30. Currently, there are about as many LGBTQ young people who identify as gay, bisexual, transgendered, or queer. That number is about the same as the number of young people who identify as Republican. It's actually, there are 21% who identify as LGBTQ, according to this poll, 27% who identify as Republican. So what this means is Republicans have successfully deployed their power, they say, to maximize disillusionment by blocking Democratic initiatives. Democrats' slim chances of keeping their Senate and House majorities, and Biden's ability to bounce back from his current problems, both depend heavily on finding ways to counter that disillusionment and keep young Americans engaged and motivated. It's no wonder that the Harvard poll caught the attention of the man in the Oval Office. What's going to be the impact of this news on that disillusionment or the idea of politics making young people sick? Isn't it obvious? Only intensify the despair and panic. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court has confirmed a leak that shows they're thinking about overturning Roe v. Wade, which has let American women choose to get abortions for almost 50 years. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, appearing on Fox News, says justices shouldn't have to worry about their confidentiality being breached.
If you're an associate justice on the Supreme Court, you can have the conversations, whether in person or written, in confidentiality, and that you're not going to have a political activist who's going to go run to their cheerleader in the media and say, put this up.
The CDC is recommending all travelers over the age of 2 continue to mask up. This includes airplanes and trains and at airports and train stations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
There is a new and surprising crime wave going on, a series of attacks in Washington, D.C. We will get to that. They are mobilizing a whole bunch of federal departments to deal with this because it is an attack not by humans. We will get to that in a moment. Talking about inhuman attacks, some of the commentary about the Supreme Court decision in the Dobbs case, that's the case determining whether the new abortion regulations in Mississippi are in fact constitutional. The court says, yep, they're definitely constitutional, but Roe v. Wade was not, and therefore it goes away as a basis of federal precedent. And only the Supreme Court has the right to make that decision. There's nothing that Congress can really say about it, but Cecile Richards, who served as president of Planned Parenthood from 2006 to 2018, as Congress and state legislatures ramped up restrictions on abortion, said that, quote, ending legal abortion will not end abortion. It simply will mean that women are no longer safe in this country. And that lies at the feet of the Republican Party. Washington Democratic Senator Patty Murray, we played a little of what she said. She's a member of her party's leadership in the Senate, promised to do just that, to mobilize core voters. She says, after ringing these alarms for years now, it's time to break the glass, she wrote in a statement. We need to fight back with everything we've got right now. The right to abortion is on the line, and I'll never stop fighting to protect it. And on Monday evening, last night, Governor of Washington, Jay Inslee, retweeted a link to the Politico report writing, not here. Not in our lifetime. Washington is and will remain pro-choice, Inslee added, and we will not slow down in the fight to ensure safe, affordable access to every person who needs it. Okay, the point about all this, they don't have to fight. They live in Washington State. This decision has no, zero impact on Washington or our abortion clinics or our abortion laws at all. It leaves it up to the matter of state decision, and the state of Washington that I mentioned decided before Roe v. Wade, and decided before Roe v. Wade to legalize abortion. I mean, come on, get a grip, guys, please. And this is Chuck Schumer, who it's tough for him to hide his thrilled reaction at being able to be hysterical and try to mobilize a series of desperate Dems. Here is Chuck Schumer outside the halls of Congress with fellow Democrats vowing to somehow overturn the latest decision of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Listen.
It is our intention for the Senate to hold a vote on legislation to codify the right to an abortion in law. Second, a vote on this legislation is no longer an abstract exercise. This is as urgent and as real as it gets. We will vote to protect a woman's right to choose, and every American is going to see which side every senator stands on. Third, to the American people, I say this. The elections this November will have consequences because the rights of 100 million women are now on the ballot.
Why only 100 million women? Is excluding people who are postmenopausal or something? I don't know. Okay. Really, the idea that this is on the ballot, it's not on the ballot because we're talking about the federal government here. It could be on the ballot in New York, where he's from. It could be on the ballot in Washington State. But nobody's talking about changing anything about the abortion rules in New York or Washington State. And the idea of this level of hysteria, it seems to me appalling, frankly. The mayor of Seattle has issued a message to comfort people here. Bruce Harrell, last night, retweeted Inslee's tweet, calling the news outrageous, dangerous, and infuriating, and saying it would mean harmful and disastrous consequences now and for generations to come. Why would it have any consequences in Seattle? Now, think about it. They're not shutting down any clinics. They're not cutting off anyone's access to abortion. That is a matter for the state legislature, which has a very clear pro-choice majority. And what this does is it restores to the people and to our elected representatives the opportunity to have something to say about all of this. There's more that we need to take a look at it, which is President Biden was asked about this morning. His first response before even the formal White House statement, which I shared with you, Biden had this to say, clip four.
I just got a call saying that it's been announced that it is a real draft, but it doesn't represent who's going to vote for it yet. I hope there are not enough votes for it. It's the main reason why I worked so hard to keep Robert Bork off the court. It reflects his view almost worse. Anyway, look, the idea that concerns me a great deal that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose within the limits of the Supreme Court decision, case number one. But even more, equally as profound, is the rationale used.
Right.
And it would mean that every other decision relating to the notion of privacy is thrown into question.
Okay. There are no other campaigns to somehow erase the general right of privacy, which was made up by the court in 1964. two questions quickly to President Biden. One about the filibuster and codifying Roe. This is clip one.
They're going to do away with the filibuster to codify Roe.
I'm not prepared to make those judgments now. I think the codification of Roe makes a lot of sense. Look, think what Roe says. Roe says what all basic mainstream religions have historically concluded, that the existence of a human life and being is a question. Is it at the moment of conception? Is it 6 months? Is it 6 weeks? Is it quickening, like Aquinas argued? I mean, so the idea that we're going to make a judgment that is going to say that no one can make the judgment to choose to abort a child based on a decision by the Supreme Court, I think goes way overboard.
Okay, the Supreme Court doesn't take away that right of an individual woman to make that choice. That would be the state legislature that passes the law and which can allow all kinds of leeway and exceptions and weeks of gestation. This is really very sad. And it would be a wonderful time for the president or somebody to talk a lot of sense to people who are freaking out. Maybe more appropriate to freak out about the wild turkey attacks. No, I'm not kidding. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
About 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Supreme Court fit into our constitutional scheme. That it's touched upon in one of our MedVet history programs about the miracle of the Constitution, which focuses on the Constitutional Convention itself and some of the debates that were there. All of that is available to you, plus 100 other history titles, hours and hours of enlightenment, inspiration, entertainment. That's available free if you become a MedHead Plus member, which costs you all of 22 cents a day. It's a great bargain. You learn a lot. You pay only a little, very little. Check it out. It's a great offer at michaelmedved.com or go to medvedhistoryshow.com to see exactly the kind of history programs that are available. That's medvedhistorystore.com. Okay, there is this, and it's a report in the Wall Street Journal, and it wasn't April Fool's Day. This is real. This is a genuine problem. The reporter James Grimaldi goes out to interview some people in a neighborhood in Washington near the Anacostia River. It's a neighborhood near a little wooded patch, and they have a park. And they speak to a Cliff Robinson, who's a 70-year-old retired court services employee. And he's relaxing there at a playground near this wooded patch and where they have a path through the woods. And he tells the reporter, "I'd never go there because of those turkeys." Yeah, he says, "I was attacked there 3 weeks ago. I was trying to get away from him, and he came back after me. He came after me and came after me. He wouldn't let me pass." The suspect, a male, heavy set, 3.5 feet tall. Are they really get that tall, 3.5 feet tall? With a blue head and neck, pink flaps on his chin, sounds disgusting, of course, that turn red when he struts, and a large fanned bronze tail. His weapons, a sharp beak, and talons used to slash passers-by in the legs and thighs. The victims, more than a dozen walkers and bikers, including several who have required tetanus shots and antibiotics. Okay. This is a serious business. There is a terror turkey stalking the river trail. If I hadn't seen the videos myself, I would have thought it was an urban myth. This being the nation's capital, a task force of more than half a dozen federal agencies has assembled a dragnet across state and federal lands to cage the wily bird. Wild turkeys are making a national comeback after nearly going extinct a century ago, according to a copy of Turkey Interview Talking Points, drafted by the National Park Service. With the proliferation of wild turkeys, about 7 million of them nationwide, there has been an uptick in unhappy encounters with the public. Most interactions are harmless, and typically turkeys become aggressive during the breeding season between March and May, though the attacks can occur at any time. Males are aggressive to establish dominance. Well, we all know that. Often they are protecting hens and a nest with eggs of fledglings. Outside Boston in November 2020, Liz Paulette said she was on her way to a Dunkin' Donuts for coffee when a wild turkey began tailing her and her friends. I had started walking backwards to keep an eye on it, not wanting to make any sudden moves, Ms. Paulette said in an email. When it was just a few feet away, suddenly it jumped me, like out of some cartoon. I used my purse. I hit him again and again to beat it back, she said. She sustained scratches on her arm. About the same time in Oakland, California, a turkey named Gerald, who lived in a municipal rose garden, wounded several parkgoers, becoming so aggressive that one resident complained the bird reminded him of the velociraptor scenes in Jurassic Park. The city shut down the garden. In Washington, the tom turkey, who resides alongside a popular six-year-old Anacostia River Walk Trail, has become a fearsome bully, increasingly aggressive since he was first spotted at the Kenilworth Aquatic Gardens. Jeremy, I can't repeat that. Well, I will. But Jeremy's idea, that is Jeremy's idea, is round up the turkeys and give them a spot at the homeless encampments. How would that be? This is really incredible. They're quite serious about it. The 6-year-old Anacostia Riverwalk Trail has become a fearsome bully. This is a turkey. Increasingly aggressive since he was first spotted at the Kenilworth Aquatic Gardens, a historic facility managed by the National Park Service. Joe Cashman, a park guide everyone knows as Ranger Joe, said that he and another park guide were on a bike patrol when they were pursued by the fowl last fall. We got a kick out of it, he said. Then we started getting complaints. It started getting aggressive. It's gotten more and more aggressive. It's actually dangerous. In January, warning signs were posted. In February, the turkey aggression became extreme. Wild turkeys can run up to 25 miles an hour, according to the Turkey Talking Points. It struts its stuff and spreads its tail feathers, Ranger Joe said, sharing a video of the tom trying to attack him. The ranger, an Air Force Academy graduate, is no shrimp. He's 6'4". And the turkeys are 3.5 feet tall. As complaints mounted, the Park Service fretted. It's not a good situation, Ranger Joe said. We want to have a balance between protecting wildlife and protecting our visitors. Why is the turkey still at large? Asked the talking points. Turkeys are elusive birds and are hard to catch. Well, there are only a few occasions where Second Amendment solutions actually suggest themselves. What the one thing I was thinking of, and this article doesn't include it, is this gives a whole new dimension to Thanksgiving. You know, every Thanksgiving, the president pardons two turkeys who are selected. Here are some turkeys that really need pardoning.
If you
don't get pardoned, incarceration, at least. The fowl has been spotted fleeing across the state lines into Bladensburg, Maryland as well. So also on the case are the Prince George's County Parks and Recreation Department and the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, a total of about 11 different governmental agencies. The fugitive is slick, Ranger Joe said, that because he takes flight when he sees nets. The animal cops had him cornered under a bridge recently, but he flew across the Anacostia River to the U.S. National Arboretum. All right, we'll bring you updates on that. Meanwhile, an update on the mystery of a great movie star. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Marilyn Monroe died from an overdose of pills some 60 years ago, but an intriguing new documentary features some previously unheard interviews with members of her inner circle that cast new light on her life and death. It's called The Mystery of Marilyn Monroe, The Unheard Tapes, now streaming on Netflix.
How do you go about writing a life story?
The true things rarely get into circulation.
Based on the research of best-selling author Anthony Summers, the movie mostly covers familiar material about her meteoric career with special sordid emphasis on her relationship with the Kennedy brothers. The original tapes are fascinating, but rendered less so by providing actors who lip-sync to their revelations. In the end, there's still no explanations for some of the conflicting evidence about the night of her death. It's rated TV mature for many sex references, 2 stars for the provocative but unsatisfying The Mystery of Marilyn Monroe, The Unheard Tapes. And speaking of The Unheard Tapes, today, this afternoon, there's going to be a pro-choice rally with Governor Inslee right here in Seattle with Democratic heavy hitters, all panicked about the overturning of Roe v. Wade. We will cover that, no doubt, and some of the highlights and lowlights that are sure to transpire. We will also take a look at this Russian attempt to label Sweden as a Nazi nation. Now, really? We'll also have the opportunity to speak to two of the sharpest legal minds in the country. One, the Sterling Professor of Law at Yale Law School, Akhil Reed Amar. And other great lawyers, David French, conservative, and Andy McCarthy of National Review. That and much more, all coming up tomorrow, Wednesday, in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.